Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, July 14th. Coming up, with climate change, the Midwest is expected to have shorter, heavier bursts of rain in the winter and spring, which could lead to more flooding. An experimental farming practice could help. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The U.S. Senate could vote on a package this week that would slash billions of dollars to foreign aid programs and public media outlets. It's funding that Congress had already appropriated. The package includes a $1.1 billion cut to the Corporation of Public Broadcasting for the next two fiscal years. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says the loss of funding would hurt local public TV and radio stations, which act as community lifelines.
In many communities in my state of Illinois and around the country, the radio will be silent when it might be giving a warning that extreme weather is on the way. For most rural communities, this local broadcasting is especially crucial.
The GOP-controlled House passed the package last month. If the Senate approves the measure, Illinois Public Media would lose around $1.5 million. Illinois Congressman Darren LaHood says cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, and work requirements for Medicaid eligibility are reasonable starts to paring down deficit spending. The Central Illinois Republican says the work requirements will help 4.5 million people in the U.S. find jobs.
Our social safety net, it should be a trampoline and not a hammock.
LaHood says there are 9 million unfilled jobs in the U.S. Critics of the cuts say many Medicaid recipients do not qualify for those jobs and that the reductions will increase hunger in the nation. Introducing babies to peanuts can help prevent them from becoming allergic, but that message isn't reaching all parents whose kids are most at risk. Kristen Schorsch reports.
Christopher Warren says parents should introduce peanuts to babies when they're 4 to 6 months old.
You know, there's not that many things you can do as a parent where, you know, we think you're going to dramatically reduce the risk of your kid developing a pretty serious medical condition in the short term. And this is one of them.
But in a national study Warren led at Northwestern University, more white parents learned how to prevent peanut allergies from their doctors than Black and Hispanic parents. More low-income parents didn't get the guidance either. Yet poor and minority families have higher rates of food allergies. Babies with eczema are especially at a higher risk of developing a peanut allergy.
One of the Chapitos, or sons of notorious Mexican drug kingpin El Chapo, has pleaded guilty in Chicago to U.S. drug trafficking charges. 35-year-old Ovidio Guzman Lopez is the first of El Chapo's sons facing similar charges to enter a plea deal. Prosecutors allege Ovidio, along with his 38-year-old brother Joaquin, ran a faction of the Sinaloa cartel that exported fentanyl to the United States. Ovidio Guzman Lopez previously pleaded not guilty, but last Friday at the Dirksen Federal Courthouse, he pleaded guilty to drug trafficking, money laundering, and firearms charges tied to his leadership role in the cartel as part of a plea deal. An attorney for both brothers said he would wait until after sentencing before discussing whether the plea deal was a good one. Still to come, with climate change, the Midwest is expected to have shorter, heavier bursts of rain in the winter and spring, which could lead to more flooding. An experimental farming practice could help. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, a look at your forecast. According to the National Weather Service, areas of dense fog this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 87 degrees and calm wind. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 69 degrees and calm wind. Tomorrow on Tuesday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the late morning, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 87 degrees and calm wind. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low around 71 degrees and calm wind. And on Wednesday, a chance of showers between 1 and 4 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 90 degrees and calm wind.
Next time on the 21st Show, conspiracy theories are spreading beyond elections and vaccines to where people are now lying about the weather and your local meteorologist.
That we're somehow part of a government cover-up, that somehow the hurricanes are targeting red states. That's so many ludicrous claims, and the craziest part, none are based in science whatsoever.
I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Across much of the Midwest, the atmosphere is becoming warmer and retaining more water, leading to heavier downpours. While cities can add more infrastructure to manage flood water, some solutions are growing on farms. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer brings us this story about an experimental conservation practice.
On a farm in east central Iowa, pale green seed heads brush the shins of two men as they walk through a field. Mike Bretz planted this cereal rye last October.
Got a little bit of growth going into the fall and the winter there. And then, of course, it starts coming up in the spring.
Bretz will harvest the rye in July, but it's not the only crop growing in his field. There are also dark green leaves in tidy rows spaced 30 inches apart. Bretz planted these soybeans mid-April and will harvest them in the fall. This type of overlap is called relay intercropping, and it's pretty rare to see on farms in the Midwest. But Brett says farmers need to change how they grow food to help deal with shorter, heavier bursts of rain and longer periods of drought.
It sure seems to me like it's different than it was when I was growing up as a kid, for sure, the weather patterns. But I think hopefully we can agree that whatever direction it goes, whether drier, wetter, or just more inconsistent, that it's going to be different.
He's one of dozens of farmers in Iowa collecting data as part of a research project focused on relay intercropping. Ross Evelsizer is leading the project. He's with Northeast Iowa Resource Conservation and Development, a nonprofit that works on solutions to water quality and flooding.
It's easier to stop the raindrop where it falls, and that means improving the soil health and keeping that ground covered.
Most conventional farm fields are bare after harvest until late spring. With relay intercropping, farmers keep living roots in the soil year-round. Cereal, rye, and other cold-loving crops prevent topsoil from washing downstream or blowing away. They also suppress weeds, support beneficial microbes and earthworms, and add organic matter to the soil, allowing it to absorb and release water like a sponge.
I mean, you can see the difference. You could probably have a pretty good rainfall and walk out here and not have muddy shoes.
Another benefit with relay intercropping is that farmers can sell two crops instead of one. Evelsizer's initial research results show farmers can have overall higher profit margins with relay intercropping, even with slightly lower soybean yields. But it relies on having at least one good rain during the second half of summer.
That's why it's not super common yet, more what I would call a little bit experimental.
That's Rob Myers, director of the University of Missouri Center for Regenerative Agriculture. He says another challenge with relay intercropping is crop insurance.
You can still get crop insurance in that system, but you have to be able to show that there is some data available that practice, that relay intercropping can be done in a way that won't hurt the soybean yield too much.
And of course, farmers need markets to sell their harvested cereal rye, either as cover crop seed, livestock feed, or for milling into flour. Despite the challenges, Myers says it could work for some farmers and help with flood control. Melissa Roberts directs the American Flood Coalition, which works on policies to help communities adapt to rising sea levels and more intense rainfall.
Half the land in this country is agriculture and farmland, and we cannot have solutions to flooding and disasters if we don't think about making that part of the solution and think about empowering farmers.
The American Flood Coalition supported a study that quantified what the downstream impacts would be if relay intercropping was scaled up across a watershed. Researchers found 500 buildings and homes could have been saved from a devastating 2016 flood in Cedar Rapids, Iowa's second largest city. With more data, the researchers are hopeful they can identify best practices with relay intercropping to help farmers and communities adapt to weather whiplash. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Charlie Schlenker, Kristen Schorsch, Christine Fernando, and Rachel Kramer. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.